You're listening to the On Duty Podcast with Police Chief Herbert Blake.
The On Duty Podcast is a community outreach effort to offer crime prevention tips and to talk about issues of interest in our community. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. The coronavirus has been a moneymaker for cyber criminals. Online scammers are taking advantage of this national emergency to make money and to steal consumers' information. Scammers realize when there's a crisis, people are anxious for information and might have an appetite for whatever they think might work. Cyber criminals are setting up fake websites to sell bogus products and are using emails, texts, and social media posts to steal money and to get your personal information. Some emails and social media posts are also providing fake community awareness and prevention tips, such as false information about the coronavirus cases in your communities. So here are some tips to help keep you from becoming a victim of cyber criminals and scammers hoping to take advantage of the coronavirus crisis. Be aware of emails claiming to be from experts on the internet saying that they have the latest information about the coronavirus. A significant number of additional coronavirus-related domains have been registered in recent days, and while they haven't been linked to criminal activity, they may be in the near future. These links could download a virus onto your device or to your computer, so if you choose to visit one of these websites, do so by manually typing in the domains. There have been reports about fraudulent emails from fake organizations with attachments that take people to bogus coronavirus informational maps. These maps have claimed to be associated with well-known universities, but they are not. These links have spyware, not coronavirus information. Their purpose is to steal your usernames, passwords, and credit card numbers stored on your browsers. Some recommended internet sites to get the latest information about the coronavirus are the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, and the Department of Health and Human Services. And for information about the latest scams related to the coronavirus, visit the websites of the Better Business Bureau or the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission and the Federal Drug Administration have recently issued warnings to several sellers of unapproved and misbranded products claiming that they can treat or prevent the coronavirus. These products include exotic teas, organic herbs, and fake coronavirus test kits. The Federal Trade Commission says that these companies have no evidence to back up their claims as required by law, and the Federal Drug Administration says there are no approved vaccinations or drug products currently available to treat or prevent the coronavirus. So if you see an online ad advertising vaccinations, prevention, treatments, and cures, don't take them seriously. And do your homework when it comes to coronavirus donations. Don't be rushed into making an impulsive emotional donation. And if someone wants you to make a donation in cash, to buy a gift card, or to wire money, don't do it. It's almost certain to be a scam. High-tech cyber criminals are taking advantage of people's fears and thirst for more information about the coronavirus. Scammers realize that a crisis of this magnitude can make people more vulnerable for their scams. These scammers are sending emails and creating websites designed to trick you into clicking onto malicious links disguised as helpful resources. There's a lot of information available about the coronavirus outbreak. Most of it is accurate, but a lot of it is not true. And law enforcement is making adjustments because of the coronavirus. We're still fighting crime, responding to calls for service, and helping citizens as usual. But officers all over the country have more discretion. While suspects who pose an imminent threat to public safety should be and will be arrested and taken to jail, in many misdemeanor cases and infractions, offenders might be issued a citation. That is it for this episode of the On Duty Podcast. I'm Police Chief Herbert Blake. For updates and for more information about this podcast, visit our website, find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download the HPD mobile app.